Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Lee Rouse with the LSU Ag Center. Can you feel it? Spring is almost here. With daytime highs consistently in the 70s and a few well into the 80s, many of our garden plants are beginning to leaf out for the season. You may be wondering about a few tropicals in your landscape, and rightfully so. Louisiana experienced one of the coldest winter temperatures we have seen in many years. Temperatures ranging from 20s in the southernmost part of the state to the teens in the central portion and single digits all the way up in the northern part of the state. While reliably hardy plants in our landscapes came through this winter without significant damage, tender tropical plants around the state were extensively effective. One positive to keep in mind with this cold weather is that the hardier trees and shrubs tend to bloom better and perform at a higher level throughout the growing season than in years when we have a very mild winter. One question I've received over the past few weeks many times is what to do about sago palms. Sago palms have taken a tremendous beating this year. With fronds ranging from brown to yellow, some fronds have some green left on them with some brown mixed into it. Regardless of the type of frond that you have on your sago, you want to prune off any frond that has cold damage on it. This may require you to prune off all fronds on your sago palm. Don't worry, the plant will be fine without the fronds this time of year. The trunks have enough sugars and carbohydrates in them to make sure that they leaf out this spring, typically in the next few weeks. Our tropical plants can be divided into two distinct categories. We have first our herbaceous tropicals, and second is the tropical trees and shrubs. Herbaceous tropicals are plants like gingers, philodendrons, or birds of paradise. These leaves freeze back and drop to the ground. These plants can be pruned back just a few days after a freeze occurs. If you hadn't had a chance to go out into the landscape and prune this dead material out of your herbaceous tropicals, go ahead and do so now. This will help the plant to reemerge in the springtime, as the sunlight and the warm temperature will heat up that soil area, persuading the plant to grow back out. Also, having that dead material on top of the plant is acting as a harbor for insects and disease, which can cause a problem later on in the growing season. The second type of tropicals are the trees and shrubs. These are plants like hibiscus, ixora, tipicina. These plants, after a freeze, should not be pruned immediately like the herbaceous tropicals. These plants take a little bit longer to make a good distinction between where's the dead on the plant and where's the living on the plant. Typically, we want to wait well into springtime, April, possibly May, for that plant to leaf out and see if it's actually dead. Many times, right at the base of these tropicals, the plants will begin to leaf out, putting off new growth. It's best to wait until the plant leaves out slightly. That way, you can make a good distinction between the dead area of the plant and the living area of the plant. Once you can make that distinction, obviously, we want to prune out the dead material and allow the living material to continue to keep growing. If you're very concerned about your tropical trees and shrubs this time of year and you haven't seen them leaf out, you can employ a method called the scratch test. This is where you use your thumbnail or a pocket knife. You scratch the bark of the tree or the shrub to see if it's green or if it's brown. If it's green, we know that the plant is still living and everything's going to be fine. We just need to wait a little while longer for it to leaf out. If it's brown, that does not necessarily mean that it's dead. That particular area or that branch might be dead, but I would certainly wait until April or May to see if you have any additional foliage coming out of this plant. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at WRKF.org.